We're into the last 2 hours.
This is Nostalgia Unlimited on MTS TV channel 725, on the web at cjnu.ca, and at CJNU 93.7 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah, what a knucklehead that guy was. Well, it's 10 o'clock here in the city of Winnipeg, and you're tuned in to CJNU's Pledge Night, Saturday Night House Party, with me, Scott Belknaves, and Vic Gagini.
From across the Vinyl Vault and the Vinyl Museum.
Absolutely, and we're taking you through all the way to midnight.
And we need your pledges.
Absolutely, we need your pledges.
You know, without you, we wouldn't be here, and without your money, we won't be here.
Exactly. But first, this
is CJNU 93.7 FM. Thanks for joining us during our 9th annual Pledge Drive. Every day of the year, we strive to bring you the best musical memories of your life and information about events and organizations that help you stay in tune with your community. Show your love for what we do and help keep listener-supported, volunteer-driven community radio on the air. Pick up the phone now and give us a call. 204-410-2700. That's 204-410-2700. Any amount helps. And today, all donations are being matched by the members of CJNU's Board of Directors. Make your support count the most and call in a pledge now. That number again is 204-410-2700. CJNU 93.7 FM. Honoring the past, celebrating the present, and building the future together.
Thank you.
Well, we had started off the fifth hour of the Saturday Night. I'm losing all track of time here. It's just all flowing together. The fifth hour there with a little sugar loaf that was Spaceship Earth. It's 10 o'clock here, and we are so pleased to have you here for the Saturday Night House Party as part of CGNU's Pledge Weekend.
So tell the listeners once again, what do you get for $93.70?
For $93.70, you get that 100 years, 100 moments USB stick that contains all of the 100 years for 100 moments, including some 100 years, 100 moments that have been recorded by the Vinyl Vault's own Rod Kozak and Rick Sugar. So you too can hear your favorite Saturday Night House Party DJs on this stick. And I believe there's some selected ones that are being pressed onto vinyl. So you're going to get a plata that matters, a stack of golden wax to go along with that as well.
And who'd have thought you'd get wax today?
And who'd have thought? And remember, the number that you need to phone is 204-410-2700. Give us a phone call. We'd love for you to donate to your community radio station, where you're going to hear songs that haven't heard radio airplay for decades, forever, like this one that we've got coming up. Vic, what do we got?
We got a song from a band from Amherst, Nova Scotia. The name of the band is Molly Oliver, and there's a story to the name. Apparently, according to one of the members of the band, Molly Oliver used to be a madame who had her house of ill repute on the location where the recording studio was that Molly Oliver used, so they took their name from that. Well, you know what? That's just a little bit of BS, because according to one of the other members, Molly and Oliver are two dogs that used to hang around the studio. So anyway, here's Molly Oliver with...
Molly Oliver with You Didn't Listen to Me, But We're Listening for Your Call.
Nicely done.
Da 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 da.
Ah, that was ended a little sooner than I thought it was going to, but that's fine. I enjoyed it while it was there. What have we got coming up next? I think it's Styx, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got some Styx from the album Cornerstone from 1979. And this is Boat on the River.
Fantastic.
My boat on the river, I need to go down, I need to come down. Take me back to my boat on the river, and I won't cry out anymore. Time stands still as I gaze in the water. She eases me down, touching me gently. The waters that flow past my boat on the river, so I don't cry out anymore. Oh, the river is wise, the river, it touches my life like the waves on the sand. And all roads lead to Tranquility Base, where the frown on my face disappears. Take me down to my boat on the river, and I won't cry out down to my boat on the river. I need to go down. Won't you let me go down? Take me back to my boat on the river, and I won't cry out anymore. And I won't cry out anymore. And I won't cry out anymore.
CJNU would like to thank CAA Manitoba, Daring Divas, the Life Saving Society, Manitoba, Manitoba Opera, Rainbow Stage, Slices Pizza, True North Sports and Entertainment, Corpel's Water, Advance Electronics, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and the Community Radio Fund of Canada for their support throughout the past year.
Your contribution to CJNU's annual pledge drive ensures the future of Winnipeg's nostalgia radio station. Donate now at 204-410-2700 or make your pledge online at cjnu.ca.
CJNU presents 100 Years, 100 Moments.
We're looking at the May 23rd, 1995 edition of the Winnipeg Free Press. Gary, the newspaper is from 1995, but the story goes back a lot further than that, right?
Oh, indeed it does. It is a story about the Prohibition era in Manitoba. The production and the selling of liquor in Manitoba was banned for about 7 years between 1916 and 1923, and it really was a fascinating period in the province's history.
But why was the Free Press writing about it in 1995?
It was because an author was in town who had lived through the Prohibition era. In fact, he wrote a book about it called Booze, and his name will be very familiar to a lot of our listeners. He was James H. Gray. He wrote a number of books about the social history of Western Canada. Now, Gray had been born in Whitemouth, Manitoba, and then moved to Winnipeg and worked as a reporter with the Winnipeg Free Press for a time. And by 1995, James Gray was 89 years old. And really, the great thing about his books was that he had experienced firsthand just about everything that he wrote about when it came to Western Canadian history.
And that makes reading one of those books that much more interesting. Now, according to the Free Press story, though, James Gray had a very different take on Prohibition than a lot of other people.
Oh, he did. In that, according to conventional wisdom, Prohibition did not really work. It gave rise to a great deal of organized crime, bootlegging, liquor consumption didn't really stop. Now, James H. Gray says nonsense. He believed that in Winnipeg, at least, Prohibition was one of the most positive things that ever happened to the city.
Why was that? How did he back that up?
Well, according to Gray, and I'm quoting him directly from the Free Press article now, poverty was reduced, crime was reduced, and life was better for everyone except those corrupted by bootlegging. Now, alcohol abuse and public drunkenness had become a huge problem in the city prior to the war for a whole lot of reasons, poverty being one of them. And Gray pointed out that in 1914, and listen to these numbers, in 1914 there were 6,193 convictions in Winnipeg for public drunkenness.
Wow.
100 years, 100 moments on CJNU 93.7 FM, in tune with our community.
So what's next?
Oh, well, we've got the Queen City Kids.
We're going to let them talk about this next song.
Sounds good.
There's a song on the album called Excitement of Love. Tell me the story.
Well, the story is about, I guess, two teenagers in high school.
This is a true story.
It's a true story. It happened somewhere in the States. I'm not sure where. But they were two young kids that were in love. They thought they were in love. And they were looked down upon by their parents and laughed at more or less, like, no, you're too young. You can't be in love. And
But the parents were saying that you can't be together.
You can't,
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, I think every kid goes through that.
And the thing that they were having so much hassle that they thought that, the best way that they could be together is if they, if they committed suicide together. And what they tried to do was kill themselves by driving into the side of their school went to
at a really high speed.
At a high speed, and what happened was is only one of them made it.
Only one of them made it. The other one came back.
And, yeah,
so to speak. It's an incredible story because, I mean, it's. Well, you just have to sit and think about it.
Yeah,
I mean, what
it's
actually like
it's so,
doing that.
The emotion in it is so, so strong.
This is the end. be the best. Friends at first I miss, he should be impressed. Well, Mom and Dad said it can't be together, it can't be apart, so you make it forever.
Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Sharon Tate, exciting co-star of the Martin Ransohoff film, Don't Make Waves. But you do make them in the picture, Sharon. Great big ones.
Yes, but pretty gay ones.
Best of all, seeing you on a surfboard, Sharon, is worth the price of admission.
Why, thank you, sir. I love being out in the sun.
And when someone asks how you get such a terrific tan?
Well, I tell them, join the Tannables. Use Coppertone. It really gives you a better tan.
Smart girl. Coppertone is enriched with moisturizers that make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth.
There's nothing like it. I agree when Vic Damone sings.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
A Coppertone tan really brings out the best in a girl.
Sharon Tate, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Don't make waves.
A little blast from the past there. Well, to take us on down to the weather, how about a little Roger Daltrey? Say it ain't so, Joe.
Say it ain't so, Joe, please. Say it ain't so. That's not what I want to hear, Joe, and I've got a right to know. Say it ain't so, Joe, please, say it ain't so. I'm sure they're telling us lies, Joe, please, tell us it ain't so.
They told us that our hero has played his trump card. He doesn't know how to go on. We're clinging to his charm and determined smile, but the good old days are gone. The army and the empire may be falling.
Ever wonder where the dollars you donate go? Very practically, in order to broadcast at 93.7 FM, we're required to pay rent for both the physical space in the mechanical room up on the roof of 55 Nassau, where we keep our transmitter and all of the ancillary equipment, and for the tower above it that holds our antenna. Add it all up, and it costs around $11,000 a year. We also put aside some of the money into our rainy day fund to ensure we're able to respond to any problems that might occur, and quickly replace any critical equipment if it fails unexpectedly. So, on behalf of all of us, thank you for sustaining us during our annual pledge drive.
Well, let's have our second-to-last look at the weather tonight. It's, of course, you know, the forecast got issued at 4 o'clock, so you're not going to hear anything that you haven't heard at least four times before. It's cloudy, 30% chance of showers this evening. Winds are northeast at 20, lows of 8. Tomorrow, we're looking for mainly cloudy skies. Winds northeast 30, gusting to 50, and highs of 13. However, right now in the city of Winnipeg, it's 8 degrees Celsius. It's been holding pretty steady all evening. We got some light rain, humidity's at 85%, and the winds are northeast at 22 kilometers an hour. Well, what have we got coming up now, Vic?
We've got a local doubleheader.
Fantastic.
And we're going to start off with the fifth. By the way, both of these songs are from 1967, but the first one is the fifth doing Tobacco Road, This is an incredible version. I always sort of thought that this was the best version I've heard. It starts off with an instrumental piece at the very beginning that some people might recognize. It's actually taken from Exodus. And we're going to follow that up with a song from the Eternals. And they're going to give us the real world of Marianne.
Sounds good. Here we go.
The dark cold in the middle of Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road. Oh, you got me. Oh!
longing flowing from the wind's caress, and no other girl could ever take her place. And if she can stay in the real world of Marianne, yes, if I can, I'll live in the real world of Marianne. Smiles from everyone who sees her as she passes by. She's the mirror of everybody's dreams. Her smile is like a rainbow in the evening sky. They all envy her, and it shall be seen. They think they can live in the real world of Marianne. They think they can live in the real world of Marianne. Sunshine, Superman would like to fly away with her to a world that's full of happiness and sorrow. As she blends with all the beauty, she is quite a sight, and where she is just where she belongs. And if she can, she'll stay in the real world of Marianne. Yes, if she can, she'll stay in the real world.
Does your hoggle always private every time your gaffmet unhoggles or not? Does your goffler unbaggle all stufflers and croon? Does your naggle fribbit whenever your slaffer frags at you? Does your mossler froggle every time you go to gloop her over? Does tucking to crailers embarrass the salter yulets out of you? Does your cumsy always, always heifer your nestler in a crailer? Do your fraggots hassle your niblets every time you ret the nostler? Well, you tinkle your nostril, you got your aster. You have never crassled until you tinkled snosh or crampets. And if the crampets foon it, but the fooning it ain't your chesset, then dresser your hisser butley. Down to advance. Will they all crassle the tunes?
I'm not quite sure what that was, but I liked it. Well, what have we got coming up next there, Vic? I think we got a little Lighthouse, don't we?
Yeah. From Lighthouse's album. From Lighthouse's album Sunny Days, 1972, we're going to give you one of my favorite Lighthouse songs. It's Broken Guitar Blues.
Fantastic. Let's hear it. Oop. Oh, I should click the right button.
It's against all federal regulations. You'll have to put it down underneath.
CJNU would like to thank A&O Support Services for Older Adults, the Concordia Foundation, Jardin Saint-Léon, Saint-Léon Gardens, the Manitoba Historical Society, Peak of the Market, Sanofi Pasteur, Travel Manitoba, the Winnipeg Philharmonic Choir, and Bob Williams for their support throughout the past year.
Your contribution to CJNU's annual pledge drive ensures the future of Winnipeg's nostalgia radio station. Donate now at 204-410-2700 or make your pledge online at cjnu.ca.
CJNU presents 100 Years, 100 Moments.
Number 16.
We're looking at the July 13th, 1936 edition of the Winnipeg Tribune. And Gary, the top story was a hot story.
Oh, hot indeed. And a story that had been developing over a number of weeks. Manitoba was in the midst of one of the worst heat waves in its history. One of the worst heat waves to this day, as a matter of fact. But this one had built over several weeks and really peaked in the second week of July, 1936.
So, of course, the question is, how hot did it get?
Well, the newspaper that we're looking at today lists some of the temperatures around the region, and this heat wave really stretched from Alberta to northwestern Ontario and deep into the U.S. Midwest. But on July 13th at 2:15, the thermometer at the Winnipeg Tribune in downtown Winnipeg recorded 111 degrees Fahrenheit, ooh, and that works out to almost 44 degrees Celsius.
That's hot.
Yeah, and it'll just give you a quick tour around the region as reported by the newspaper. Emerson, hotter, 112 degrees, 44.5°C. Neepawa, 110, 44. Morden, 108, 41. Brandon was the cool spot at 98 degrees Fahrenheit, 36 degrees C.
Wow, what's the old saying? You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, or probably those temperatures, you could probably fry yeah, a steak too.
100 years, 100 moments on CJNU 93.7 FM. In tune with our community.
Side.
back in the 70s, I used to go to the local bars to watch bands. And one band struck me, and the name of the band was Papa Pluto. And they did this song coming up. The song is called Borneo Shore Patrol.
Borneo Shore Patrol there. I kind of like that.
Yeah, so do I. I remember seeing them in several bars back in the 70s.
Well, let's just remind people we're here on CJNU's Pledge Weekend. We need you to phone in with your pledges. 204-410-2700. This is community radio. We are here playing music like this. And Vic has, you should see Vic's library.
You know, the stuff that I've got, a lot of it you're not going to find anywhere. You might find some of it on YouTube, but chances are a lot of this stuff, you're not going to hear it anywhere. And if we're not on the air, you're just not going to hear it.
You're exactly. You know, this is why it's so important.
A little bit later on, before the show's over, we're going to play for you a song that hasn't been played anywhere since 1967.
Yeah.
There's a story behind it, and I'll tell that story then. But you've got to send your pledges in. And the phone number is?
Phone number is 204-410-2700. That's 204-410-2700. Do your part to help keep community radio on the air.
Unlike a lot of charities that when they ask you for money, you donate money and the majority of it ends up being used for executives and brand new buildings. All the money that you donate to us goes to operate the station.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, a large portion of last year's pledge drive went, we're waiting for approval from the CRTC, but we're looking at hopefully getting a new transmitter with higher wattage that's going to send our signal out further. So this stuff directly impacts you people. So please.
And there's a possibility that we might be broadcasting in stereo.
It's stereo, yeah.
Because right now, the only time you get stereo is if you're listening to us either through your channel 725 on MTS TV
or on the live stream.
Computer.
Right, exactly. Well, anyway, to take us up to the top of the hour and the final hour of the Saturday Night House Party, here's the Moody Blues with Your Wildest Dreams.